Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices. And I would just like to say good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. We want to welcome those who are in our sanctuary worshiping with us today, and those who are outside, and those who are on the radio and the internet. We welcome you. And as we continue our worshiping our Lord today, we pray that you might experience His love, His power, and His comfort that only God's Word can give us. You can also find an outline in today's bulletin. Pastor's sermon will be there. You can follow along there. The scripture of the month is found in Psalm chapter 89 and verse 1. The scripture tells us, "I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known the faithfulness to all generations." Amen. And now, let us continue praising the Lord together with Madeline at the piano and myself leading the songs. Our first song in our hymn books today will be number one. Number one, O Worship the King. We'll continue praising our God and our King. Number 388, first and last stanza. If you'll please stand for the singing of our last hymn, number 388.
Yeah.
of prayer.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, everybody. That what a blessing it is that God has called us together to sing his praises and to worship him in spirit and in truth. I just want to remind people again that we are receiving the tithes and offerings and the tithes and offering back in the back there, a box in the back. I got too many backs in there. And we do have outdoor listening capabilities. We have some thermal control. We have abilities to move the air for cooling. Not much we can do on cold days just yet, but we're looking into planning for that. So gather and join us together as we worship in our Lord and in our Savior. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we stand in awe of your grace and of your mercy, of your might and of your power. That you have never left us nor forsaken us. You will never abandon us and leave us to our own devices. But by your grace and by your mercy, you have brought us unto yourself to give us life and hope, to fill us with wisdom and peace. As we continue to communicate both in person and over the internet and over KKMC, that you would do a mighty work to touch the hearts and the lives of people, that they would stand in awe of your grace, of your might, and of your power. That the glorious riches of Jesus Christ would be made aware and made public and made visible in our own lives, that we would walk with you and serve you. Even as Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 16, he says, "Watch, stand fast in the faith, be bold like men, and be strong." Lord, we pray that we would carry that boldness of the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts and in our lives, that we would be strong in you, even when we face the infirmities of this world. Lord, we know that this world is in dire need of your reviving power and strength. And I pray that the people of Bethel and others who call themselves by the name of Jesus Christ would be revived in their hearts and in their resolve to follow after the Lord Jesus Christ, to commit their ways to you, to continue to draw closer to you through the hearing of the word, the reading of the word, and the study of the word, that the glorious word of God would be made rich in the lives of your people, that as we read and understand your word and as we learn to live according to your word, that those around us would hear and would actually encounter your transforming power, that we would love those around us even as you have loved us, and that there would be revival in the land. Lord, as this land is in the midst of chaos and so many people are angry for so many different reasons, Lord, I pray for your peace to be upon your people, to communicate that peace to those who are angry, that they do not have to be angry, but they can be filled with your joy. They can be filled with your love and your mighty power. Every day that we wake up, Lord, is a reminder of your mercies, a reminder of your presence and grace, that your care for us is great, and your compassion over us is greater. Father, we still have these many fires in this area, and we thank you, Lord, that they are getting more and more under control. The fires that drove out my parents from Groveland, as last I read, was 98% under control. The fires in our area, which are clouding this valley, are 45% under control. And Lord, we thank you that you have placed within the hearts of men and women to protect others by fighting these fires and getting them under control. We thank you, Lord, that you are continuing to preserve life through your presence and especially through your word. We pray for those who are affected by the infirmities of this world, afflicted with diseases. for those who are afflicted with this COVID-19 virus, that you would give them strength in you and peace through you to deal with the situation they find themselves in, rejoicing because you're still merciful and gracious. We continue to pray for our sister Lil Ida. She is low on blood platelets and as a result is in pain, and they're hesitant, the doctors are hesitant about getting her the infusion that will give her strength and relieve her pain simply because of this COVID virus. Lord, open the door and give her strength and relief from you in your presence, in your grace. Lord, we pray for those afflicted with cancer, for El Meek's friend Jim Shearer undergoing cancer treatment, and they've got all some sort of stem cell procedure going on. Give him strength, Lord, and bless him with your power. For Dana Noriel's friend Karen, who also has cancer, strengthen her body and her joy in you. We pray, O Lord, for Miguel Conchas, Father Raul, who's with flu symptoms and doesn't sound like they think it's COVID, but they're going to test him anyway. But we pray for you to strengthen his body and encourage his heart in you. We pray for continued prayer for Darlene and her recovery from the broken ankle that she had and the sprained ankle. And we thank you that the ankle's getting better, the sprained one. And the broken one, she's starting to begin the process of healing and walking and getting things moving forward. We thank you, Lord. We pray for Martha Bell, who wasn't feeling well as well. Lord, we thank you that you care about your people, and your compassion is great upon your people. Father, we're thankful for our friend Esther Palice, expecting to bring in a new life soon here in September. Pray for that child to be healthy and strong and to grow up to love you. We're thankful of the news that Bob Jones's brother Ron was declared by the doctors to be essentially cancer-free. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power and your mighty touch. We pray for your protection and your provision and guidance to Bethel as we try to make modifications to our facilities and make them more usable, as we look to find ways to do outreach into this community, as we look into how and to how far can we reopen and how to do that, Lord, so that all your people can gather together to worship you, to praise you, and to bring honor and glory to your name. We pray for our friends, the Lacys, who are going to be traveling down to Morgan Hills here soon. Protect them, Lord, and keep them safe. Father, we pray for your missionaries throughout the world, for your abounding grace and mercy upon them. For Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in various places and throughout Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco, Bogota, Colombia, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Sibia Marixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women in Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis, training missionaries throughout the United States. Bless them, Lord, with your might and your power to be used of you to build up the kingdom of Christ. We pray for the offering and pray for its use for the work of ministry, for the expansion of the kingdom of Christ, to bring honor and glory to you. We pray for your hand of blessing upon those who join us in this service and join us in expanding the work of ministry and communicating the gospel, that lives and hearts would be touched by you. In all these things, we praise you and rejoice in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated.
Holy Spirit, those in your heart.
Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us once again with your beautiful voices. And we're going to continue worshiping our God today. And Pastor's going to be bringing us a great sermon and message from God's Word. And we're going to be studying in James chapter 3, verses 1 through 8 today. And if you please stand for the reading of God's Word in James chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands. Oh, I think I'm in 1 Peter. I'm in Peter. Sorry about that. James, I'm sure, is in my Bible. James 3, 1 through 8. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment, for we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships, although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds. They are turned by a very small rudder. Wherever the pilot desires, even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. May God bless the reading of his word. Let us now go to him in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we once again enter into your holy of holies. We enter into your throne room, into your very presence, only by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we come to honor and praise and worship you only, because you are our almighty and powerful King, who loves us, cares for us, and saves us from an eternity of separation from you. Father, we live in an ever-changing world, one that at times just makes no sense. But you change not. From natural disasters, pandemics, terrorist attacks around the world, and acts of violence upon each other. Father, we may never get all the answers on this side of eternity, but we know as Christians we are called to trust in you, our God, and to share your love and continue to pray unto you. Father, for your word tells us in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, don't worry about anything, but in everything through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So Father, as we face these uncertain times in our nation and the world, We ask you, Lord, to dwell among us. We are comforted by the knowledge that you alone are our Savior and Lord, and the ultimate master of our life. We trust our nation to your loving care, Lord. Send your Spirit to touch the hearts of our nation's leaders. Give them the wisdom to know what is righteous and the courage to do it. Give us your light and your truth to guide us in our ways so that we may seek your will in our lives and impact the whole world around us for your kingdom. Father, now bless your word as it goes out and all hearers to hear it. And make some come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today and be saved. May they hear your voice. Father, now bless our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, as he preaches your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.